Here is a special reminder for our on-demand and podcast listeners. KFUO will be celebrating our worldwide ministry with Share-a-thon 2016, a three-day live event Thursday, April 21st through Saturday, April 23rd. Listen on our worldwide stream and on AM 850 KFUO in St. Louis. Join us and enjoy all the live fun, plus hear from some of your favorite on-air friends. Again, Share-a-thon 2016 is April 21st through April 23rd. If you can't listen live during our 3 days of Share-a-thon, remember you can support us online anytime at KFUO.org. Just click a Give Now button on our website, or you can email us and ask us about other giving options. Email gifts at KFUO.org. It's KFUO supporters like you who make these worldwide online programs possible. Please prayerfully consider supporting KFUO today. And thank you for listening and supporting KFUO.
For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Aaron Kangas from Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Bristol, Virginia.
Good morning, everyone. Did you ever know somebody who was a believer but seemed to fall away? Or did you try to share God's Word with someone, but they didn't seem to respond positively? This resistance to God's Word is that which is also addressed in the text for today. For even in Jesus' ministry, many people rejected and resisted his teaching, and yet he went on through cities and villages proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. For that is really what Jesus was all about in his life and ministry. It was proclaiming and heralding the good news of the incoming reign of God. And he did this wherever he was, regardless of their reaction. Jesus, in this first verse, shows that he was and is the fulfillment of the sower in the following parable. For as Jesus explained to his disciples, the seed is the word of God, and its sowing is the preaching of his word, even in places where the seed shouldn't seem to be able to grow. Some of the seed does get trampled, some gets stolen, some gets choked out after it has been planted. Why is there this resistance to the message? Well, because it is contrary to the culture of this world, a world of sin and selfishness, a world of death, a world which worships the false gods of good deeds or good feelings. These are all gods which just lead to the well-trampled pathway of death and despair. But the Word of God leads to another path, a path of life, a path that tells us of what God has done for us that we could not. For even in the message and illustration of the soil, we see that the planting home of the seed is the work of the Holy Spirit, working through the preaching of his word, through the life-giving watering of baptism, the ongoing root feeding of the Lord's Supper and the study of his word. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Holy Spirit plants the word of God and creates faith from it. And that is why Jesus said after his telling of the parable, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Because this word gives life and overthrows the culture of death, the devil, the world, and our flesh are hostile to this word. The devil tries to steal or trample it, tries to silence it by persecuting the church, or by raising false teachers and preachers, by mocking it and twisting that word. The world appeals to the laziness and pride of our flesh in order to seek salvation in things of this life or in our works, or to even try to slowly choke out the faith by lowering the priority of attendance at church and the hearing of God's word. The world also points out adversity in our lives in order to blame God for it rather than sin, so that instead of turning to him at such times for strength and mercy, we may be tempted to doubt his love and fall into unbelief and despair. This is also tragic, because the answer to all of life's questions and troubles and the healing and strength that we need in the midst of our thorns, our feelings of being trampled upon, our rock-hard hearts, is found only in the Word of God. For it is only in that Word where there is hope, strength, and life. What is that Word of good news? What is that Word of life? It is this: God has defeated the accusations and false teachings of the devil, the world, and our flesh. He has given us something that we could not earn. Therefore, as Jesus said to the sinful woman at the end of Luke chapter 7, "Let this word of life be sown into your ears. Your sins are forgiven you for Jesus' sake." It is this phrase that gives life, because Jesus is not just the sower, he is the seed which had to die in order to bring forth life. And so Jesus died on the cross for your sin. His flesh was planted in the ground for 3 days to burst forth with resurrection victory over our ultimate enemy, which is death. This is where the life-giving reign of God's kingdom comes, in the preaching of his word of forgiveness in Jesus Christ. And this word has been sown and planted into your ears by his word in holy baptism, in faithful preaching and teaching, and in the receiving of the word made flesh, Christ's body and blood, and the bread and wine given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sin. So pray for this world and your neighbors, and wherever you are, share this good news which overthrows the reign of the devil and death. And do it more than once, letting the Holy Spirit prepare the soil and plant it home. And do not have any fear of your faith being taken from you, for God has given you ears to hear, and he will hold you fast to bear fruits of repentance and faith and love. Come to the cross where that faith is rooted and sustained by the Holy Spirit, in his sacraments and the study of his word, and hear once more that you are given pardon, peace, and forgiveness in life for the sake of Jesus Christ your Savior. Amen.
We thank Pastor Aaron Kangas from Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Bristol, Virginia, for today's meditation on God's Word. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, sower of the seed, the women supported you from their own means during your ministry of releasing creation from its bondage. Give us strength to support the work of sowing the seed of your forgiveness in the world through our almsgiving, as we embody in our lives your mercy and charity. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord Almighty bless us and direct our days and our deeds in his peace. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for morning prayer. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and preserve you.